You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello everyone, a very warm welcome along to the latest edition of the Daily Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. You join us on Monday's edition of the podcast. Quite a busy day as well on a Monday. There are five meetings in total and you can hear a coverage of all five of those cards on Racing Radio from 1:50pm with Darren Owen joined by Gareth Topham and John Budden. We've got coverage of all the cards at Stratford, Plumpton and Taunton for Jumps fans, and we've got flat racing at Kempton and Wolverhampton, and what'll be a final opportunity as well to top up the funds ahead of the big one, of course, the Cheltenham Festival getting underway on Tuesday. Sam Norris here and hopefully going to start us off with a couple of winners to kickstart the week. Ollie Pimlott joins me. How are you, sir?
Hello, Samuel.
You well?
I'm not too bad at all, thank you.
Good. Yeah. Looking forward to the action at Prestbury Park?
Yeah, can't wait. Obviously, with the coronavirus fears and the weather fears, it's just nice that it's going to be on.
Yeah. Has it affected your life much, the outbreak?
I can't say that I've been stockpiling toilet roll.
Right.
Enough.
Good to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad that you've got a sensible head on you.
Yeah, I've not got 1,000 bananas stored away no. with my toilet rolls, man.
Indeed. It must be doubly exciting, Cheltenham, this year for yourself, because I gather you're going to have a runner at the meeting, which is obviously a real dream come true for a lot of people.
Yeah, my first Cheltenham Festival runner, so obviously looking forward to that. Do Hallow Tornado runs in the Fox Hunters on Friday, race after the Gold Cup, obviously over the Gold Cup trip. The Gold Cup for amateur riders, huge race. I do have Carter Mackay in the race as well, but he underwent a wind operation on Friday. He had his palate cauterised. And he will head to the Aintree Fox Hunters now.
Okay. Nice to have representation in both races, I suppose.
Yeah. Just felt he caught his win last time. First run back after a break. And the jockey said he made a noise. So he's had his wind cauterised. And I think the trip of 2.6 at Aintree will suit him far more than the 3.2 at Cheltenham, possibly on heavy going. I think Tornado is a big, massive price, actually.
50-1, I think.
50-1 with William Hill. He's around between 50s and 25s with most firms.
Yeah.
Definitely turns up. He's not in the ballot either, so he's guaranteed a run. And if it turned up heavy, I think he'd have a great chance. He defied a 679-day absence, I think it was, to win for me about 3 or 4 weeks ago. Obviously, you have the back in your mind that the dreaded bounce factor, yep. But he has got the best part of a month in between his runs. And on the figure he ran at Kelso a couple of years ago, he would be bang there. I think he ran, handicap 40, he ran to about 137 on that day. I think Hazel Hill's officially rated 138. We'll be very positive on him. He'll get the first time cheap pieces.
Right.
He's a lazy horse and races behind the bridle a bit. But if he's got him in his sights, he's not got too far behind with the circuit to go. There'll be a lot of extra places, I'd have thought, on the day as well.
Four
or five places.
Yep.
I think 50-1 is a great each way bet.
Okay.
Honest. But I am doing a bit of a rain dance.
Right.
If it could do with it turning up soft, heavy,
yes.
Ideally. But so, at the current prices, wouldn't put you off at all, and a few quid each way on him.
Okay, good stuff. Who gets the leg up?
Tommy O'Brien rides him.
Did he ride him at Brocklesby?
He did, yeah. He rides all our horses
right.
when he's available. And he certainly won't lack for talent in the saddle if the horse is good enough.
Good. So obviously you'll be in attendance on Friday. Plans to be down there for the rest of the week?
No, I'm just going down Thursday night. Horses going down Thursday afternoon.
Yep.
And then I'm going straight from Cheltenham to Southwell.
Right, okay.
On the evening. Got a horse called Love Your Work running at Southwell. He won twice in 3 days a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
Handicap has not been very kind. He's put us up £10 for his couple of wins. But he runs a 0-75 at Southwell on Friday, only 8 entries, so possibly 5 or 6 runners. I would have him as my bet of the week, to be honest with you.
Right, okay.
I think he'll be, he has been rated higher than that in the past. He's freshened up since his last run. I think he'll be very hard to beat again.
Mm, good stuff. Well, fingers crossed the coffers will be full after a good week.
Yeah, that's it, if we've got some money left
yes.
by that point.
Yeah, exactly. But no, that'll be a chance to see the wide variety of horse racing
in this
country, won't it? From Gold Cup Day at the festival to fibre sand under the lights.
Yeah, and then I'm pointing on the Saturday.
Right, so okay.
A wide, diverse few days of racing.
Absolutely. Indeed. We're going to turn our attention on to Monday's action in just a moment. A couple of flat races picked out as well for Monday. Does this mean you don't know of any Stratford Gambles being lined up ahead of the festival?
That used to be the case, didn't it?
Used to be customary.
A lot of the Irish used to come over, go to Stratford and then do Cheltenham. But now Cheltenham, I suppose, has been a four-day festival for a long time now. But when it was a three-day festival, a lot of the Irish would go to Stratford on the Monday and then just do the 3 days at Cheltenham. But obviously with it being it's a very long week, Sam. I used to do Stratford, 4 days at Cheltenham, and then if I still had any petrol left, I'd go to
the
Toxteter. Oh. Yeah. I can no longer do hangovers now, just a killer. Yeah, so I can't do that anymore.
Of course, some of the Irish are a bit more trained with Galway Festival. That's obviously 7 days, isn't it? Killarney Harvest Festival seems to go on for
still
weeks
going on
and
now,
weeks.
Isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so they're a bit more of a hardy bunch, aren't they?
Yeah. We should mention Altiel, news today that he may miss the Queen Mother Champion Chase. It would be a huge shame, wouldn't it?
Because
it is the race of the festival. Yep. We definitely just saw in Jacques Poursois in the race. I think he's 5-2 with us currently.
Yes.
Are we still non-runner no bet, or is that gone now?
Well, we won't be non-runner no bet on that race until the declaration stage.
Right.
So from 11 a.m. Monday morning, we'll be non-runner no bet on the Queen Mother.
Because if 5-2 he is now, obviously, if you want to know if he's going to turn up, he's going to go shorter than that on the day. Should be a cracking race. I'll be in the Defi camp.
I quite fancy Defi de Soy as well. You'll obviously have a better gauge on this than most people. If you find a horse that's lame on, you know, the Sunday, if this is the first that they've seen it, chances of him being A-OK for Wednesday?
So we don't know entirely what the issue is. I know he's got an old splint on the inside of his leg that's just flared up. It could be sound tomorrow. I know they've
It could be that quick.
But it's not ideal preparation because he's missed a couple of days cantering. You know, he's taking on Defi de Soy and Jacques Poursois, two very, very good horses in a championship race. It's not ideal preparation, is it?
Yeah.
To miss 3 or 4 days country. Not a big issue at all, really, a splint, an old splint especially. But they do sometimes take a bit of time just to calm down. It's not ideal at all.
Okay. We shall see then. Have you parted any of your hard-earned for Cheltenham?
I haven't had. The only anti-post bet I have to say is on Duhallow Tornado.
Right, okay.
It's the only bet I've had. I think with... Let's look at the Supreme, and obviously 7 places, Sam, here at William Hill.
We'd all like to think we could get one in the seven,
surely. Well, but then
you throw three darts at it on the day and you don't make the seven.
But that is, say, not being a company man here, that is an unbelievable offer.
Yeah, yeah.
You should be firing 3 or 4 bullets in that, and hopefully you can hit the target with a couple of them.
Yeah, absolutely. Very much looking forward to the start of the festival, of course. But before we have those wonderful 4 days at Prestbury Park, we've got Monday's racing to take a look at as well. Got a couple of races picked out. As I say, busy day of racing on Monday. We've got the 5 meetings, all the jumps cars passing an inspection on Saturday, so hopefully they're still good to go on the Monday. But we'll look at a couple on the flat, starting with the 3:40 at Kempton. Class 6 handicap, this one over the 7 furlong trip. Got the dead 8 runners at the time of recording, so hopefully all 8 will continue to stand their ground. What's caught the eye here, Ollie?
I like inevitable outcome here.
Yep.
Going to go off probably quite a strong favourite, but this filly by Ivorwood is very, very progressive. Second and then 2 emphatic wins to her name the last twice. One over course and distance exactly 3 weeks ago. Handicap has put up £6 for that, but I don't think that's too harsh at all. Obviously, it's a lot higher in the handicap than it has been, but this looks quite a weak race for me. 0-70, a class 6, doesn't look particularly strong. And you look at the horses that are taking it on here. Broughton Sunpearl ran really well last time, a 50-1 shot when finishing second. Tom Clover's got his horses in good form. And Reigns of Castamere steps into a handicap for the first time off 64, having won last time, so could be potentially quite well handicapped. But the rest, for me, look thoroughly exposed. Whereas Inevitable Outcome, very progressive filly. She's had a 3-week break between her last race and has only been put up 6. I thought she could get 7 or 8, to be honest, for the win last time. So Inevitable Outcome would be a strong selection in the 3:40 at Kempton.
Inevitable Outcome then, the choice in that 3:40 race at Kempton. And then we go on to Wolverhampton. We start with their first race of the day, 2 hours after that Kempton contest, the 5:40. This is an apprentice handicap over 7 and a bit furlongs. And once again, at the moment, we have got 9 runners, so 3 places for each way bets. What's the call in this one, Ollie?
I like Dragon Sun here. Yep. It's currently 4-1 here at William Hill at time of recording for Richard Hannon and for Hammer Hansen. Now, this horse has had a 275-day absence, but if you look at its form of last year, might be chucked in off a mark as 76. Did win after a 154-day break last season, so can win after a long layoff. And look at that second to Solar Heights at Chelmsford. Solar Heights, of course, now rated in the high 90s. Solar Heights rated 94 and indeed won a conditions race just a couple of weeks ago off 94. So that is extremely strong form. And what I thought was also interesting, Little Sam, was that this horse has a number of entries later in the week. And of course, this being an apprentice handicap, would escape a penalty. Mm. It's in at Chelmsford on the 12th and at Southwell on the 13th. So maybe putting two and two together here and making a five. But. Mm. On that, the Solar Heights run looks very well handicapped for the mark of 76. They start out in apprentice handicap for Hammer Hansen, rides his box, Richard Hannon takes three off, and does have two further entries in the week. So if it did happen to win convincingly, then they can turn it out with a penalty.
Wouldn't be taking on your horse later in the week at Southwell, would it?
Let me have a look.
It's the Friday night that it's entered up.
Friday night, that's the same race,
Is it the same race?
Same race, 8 o'clock, the mile race.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, love your work. He is in the same
race.
Right,
yeah.
Hopefully he's not that well handicapped or he takes up his engagement at Lingfield.
Yes. Yeah, fingers crossed he can win for the podcast on Monday, but then head to it was Wolverhampton later on in the week, was it?
Southwell on Friday night.
Good stuff. A couple then to follow for Ollie on Monday. Don't forget you can join the guys in the studio, Darren Owen alongside Gareth Topham and John Budden for Monday's show. We go live at 1:50. Ollie, thank you very much for that. Pleasure as always. Best of luck with the runners this week, both your Hello Tornado and love your work. And fingers crossed you get a good run from the pair.
Thank you, Sam. Very appreciative. And we look forward to the
look. William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.